Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we just had a conversation around the media around and the information around the terrible tragedy in the Eastern Cape. And I, for one, am absolutely horrified that we don't yet have an answer. We do know that people were treated and were sent home from hospital on Sunday. That means they know, the hospitals know what they were treated for. Autopsies have been done, and yet we are just being told over and over again, this is an ongoing investigation. I don't believe that that is good enough. Joining us right now is Kusilwe Ranji, who is the Eastern Cape Premier's spokesperson. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Why is it that there is simply no information being released? We are now almost 5-6 days later, and we're still being told that it's an ongoing investigation. One newspaper is reporting carbon monoxide poisoning. Another is reporting chemical poisoning. What is the situation?
Once again, good morning to you and your listeners. I think it's important for us to firstly understand that once that information or the report is available, it will firstly be released by the South African Police Services that are busy conducting the investigation and busy with the tests, working together with the relevant specialists, busy with the tests that are required for all of us to get to the bottom of what went on in that cavern on Sunday morning, early hours of that morning. From the side of the provincial government, we have been supporting the call from the South African Police Services that we must give this process its time. And whilst we wait, we must try and persist to speculate as to what...
No, but we're going to speculate. We're going to speculate. We have to speculate.
The facts will be released to all the families, firstly, and members of the public, once they are available at this stage. From the side of provincial government, we are unable to say as to what is it that happened until...
Well, I'm perfectly sure that you do know what happened, or government knows, or provincial government does know, because if they didn't know, then that would be even a worse situation. So I'm reasonably certain that they do know what caused the death. The question is why they're not releasing it. And to say that there's, you know, people must just wait. People that have lost their children need to wait to hear the cause until somebody decides that it's acceptable for them to know. Do you think that that's fair?
Howard, as you say, people lost lives. And that is one of the reasons that we're saying that speculating, as you said in your intro, saying that one newspaper is saying this, one other newspaper is saying that. So that as well is dangerous, and it also impacts on and increases anxiety for those families that have been heavily impacted by this. So that's why we're saying at this moment, as the provincial government, we do not, we are not in a position to be sharing any information as to what happened until the South African Police Services, who are the authority in terms of the investigation, do share that information.
Do you have an indication as to, or are they indicating when that will be?
You would understand that the Minister of Police, when he visited the Eastern Cape on Monday, he did say that he will be engaging in making sure that this process is finalized as soon as possible so that the families can begin to find ways, because at this stage I think the focus is on counseling and just making sure that they accept what has happened. However, I think true closure would come in when they know exactly how this whole thing happened. So that's what we are looking forward to, all of us.
Kusilwe Ranki, who is the Eastern Cape Premier spokesperson, talking to us this morning, just hoping that we get this information for the families and for everybody who is concerned as soon as possible.